Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Sorry. We'll, and do you have any other fights lined up right now? Or?
Yeah, actually, they're looking at me for season 3.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess in the future as well. You know? So they definitely have big plans for me, from what I understand and what I've been told.
Right. And you came out to Yakima. You're originally from Jersey, is that right?
Yeah.
And you've been out here now, what, a year or a little
bit? About 8 months.
Yeah. What was the reason you came out?
I had been in North Carolina for about 10 years, and I had been training for 1945. And I was doing a lot of teaching and instructing, and I wasn't getting a chance to really concentrate on my career and my game. So I knew that I wanted to find a new place, a new school, and I started looking around doing some research, and Washington was actually my first stop, and I never made it past Washington because I really fell in love with the Yaks. I love it down there. The group of guys that are down there that I get to work with are incredible, and I think they definitely have pushed my game to the next level. Wrestling was my weakness, and so I've been working on that very stringently.
Right, right. Are you now teaching with Rich? Are you?
Yeah, I help out.
You help out.
Right on.
Are you doing any other work, you know, besides?
No. Fighting has finally come through enough that I can make enough to survive.
What is your what's your family think about your?
They're getting more comfortable with it. Finally, they were never big fans of it. You know, they weren't very supportive at first, but now that I've become fairly successful, they've subsided a bit and come around. So,
what got you into it in the first place?
Well, I was always interested in martial arts. You know, from a kid, I loved action films. Chuck Norris was my hero.
Right.
Stuff like that. You know. And then I got into judo in college, and then, of course, after college, I was like, well, what am I going to do now? So training in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and Muay Thai kickboxing helped me stay athletic, but I knew I wanted to be competitive.
Right.
So I got into fighting, and that was kind of my way to continue competing after college.
You're recognized as one of the best, you know, female MMA stars in the world right now. Do you see anyone on the horizon that, you know, that's the up and coming female fighters or someone out there that, you know, obviously Amanda was, you know, someone that you probably want to fight again?
Amanda is definitely up there for sure. I'm sure there will be a rematch. Hitomi Akano, she's very good as well. Shayna Baszler is coming up. She's a surprise within the past year. Of course, at the 125 pound weight, Megumi Fuji is a force. There's some girls out of Washington coming up. Lisa Ward is tearing up Japan at 115.
Right.
Charlie Pearson has some girls that are coming up now that you should definitely look out for. Laura DeAugust out of New York City. That's who I would like to fight.
Is this a shout out to her?
Yeah, this is. Because, you know, I usually don't do that. I don't like calling people out, but she, I guess, had to call me out after her last fight and got up on the mic and had some things to say. So, you know, I guess straight back at you.
Okay.
Let's go.
Right on. Okay. Music, CDs that you're listening to at the moment?
Oh, I love Linkin Park.
Okay.
Linkin Park, Evanescence. Who else is out there? Is it EMI? Is that who it is?
Yeah.
Cool.
You got entrance music coming in tomorrow that you got lined up?
I don't know if they're going to let me use entrance music or if they're going to pick what they put up.
They got
I'm not sure. So, maybe.
Well, okay, I guess that'll do it. I'll let you go back. Yeah. Enjoying your day. But hey, thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, good luck tomorrow.
Thanks.
All right. Hey, thank you.
Yeah, not a problem.
We'll see you.